Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Hey guys, this is Raven.
Hi guys, I'm Shrew.
The fuck is up? I'm Al.
We're swearing.
We are the first military spouse podcast.
Needing to be around other vets. That was hit me hard when I realized it. I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
You know, we're always around.
Spouse or vet, we're here.
There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And
we don't have the resources or we don't know. There's a lot of us that we can find out from.
If you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
We are not another military spouse / unconventional vet spouse.
Say goodbye.
Hello, and welcome to Not Another Military Spouse. I am your host, Owl. I am here with my co-host, Shrew. Say hi, Shrew. And I also have Mr. Chappie here.
Hello.
We are from the page Unconventional Vet Spouse. So if this is your first time, well, this is your first time hearing us.
WDVR.
This is not disgruntled discussions. You are not allowed to scream WDVR. This is my job, okay?
Damn it, Chappie.
But yes, we are powered by DV Radio, which is powered by WDVR. It will take me a while to figure that one out, so please bear with me. Let's see what we have going on here. So for our shows, we're going to be doing two segments. It's going to be kind of, for the show, just an introduction for us, for myself, for Shrew, for Raven when she tames her child and can sit down at her computer. So, Shrew, this normally would work better at night when we're recording, but what are you drinking today?
Today, I just have Coke. Unfortunately, it is severely lacking in alcohol, and my child tolerance is low.
I feel like in regular shows, you should just add some rum in there.
Well, see, my preference is Sprite and tequila, but I'm also lacking on both of those. I'm having serious problems today.
See, I'm not the only one. Chappie always makes fun of me because when we go out, I will have tequila and, like, Sprite or... It's so good. And then you throw some lime in there. Ugh. I don't think I'm going to... No.
Y'all are crazy.
It's delicious. Don't judge me.
Seriously. I know you have problems with tequila, Chappie. Chappie, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a delicious black canned green logo Monster.
That was oddly specifically described.
No alcohol, because we'll probably be drinking all day today.
Yes, I know this show will be airing well after that, but it is Memorial Day weekend. So we are doing a little meetup today for disgruntled vets. Yeah, I am drinking some lovely water because Owl had 8 beers yesterday, so I'm feeling real nice and bloated. And I've already filled my body with way too much caffeine for 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So, yeah. So for this show, we're just going to do, like I said, just a little history on us on the page. For those that are not familiar with Unconventional Vet Spouse, I started the page in March 2017. So we're just about over a year old now. I basically started it because I was trying to help other spouses and kind of give them support. And I was talking to Chappie one day and I was like, you know, I don't feel like there's a page where I fit in or a community where I fit in because I was so involved with disgruntled vets, but, you know, I'm not a veteran, so I still felt like I was trying to find my way through, like, the veteran spouse community being so new to it. So he was like, well, start your own page. And I don't think I told him for, like, a week, but I started a page, and I started posting on it, and there were no likes on it, and I didn't do anything with it, but eventually it flew up, and here we are. And now I have my lovely Shrew. And Raven, and Squirrel, and Honey Badger, and of course Chappie, being our...
And Spring.
And Spring, yes.
Spring is my favorite admin.
Spring makes, like, little appearances here or there. She's, you know, she's busy, but when she gets there, she's pretty saucy, I'll say.
Can I tell my side of how the page came about?
Yeah, absolutely.
So while I was deployed, Al, she wanted to start her page. She kind of, you know, was so involved with Disgruntled, but not involved. And she started her own page and kind of, it was different. You know, I saw a lot of spouse pages and there were a lot of drama or like, what were we talking about before? Like,
I feel like some, and like, don't get me wrong, I respect the pages that are out there that are trying to be positive and supportive, but sometimes they're just too, this is going to sound so shitty, but too happy for me.
Or,
like, I just want someone to tell me, like, hey, you're going to have a shit day sometimes, and that's fucking okay, you know?
Or, exactly. Or Army Wives is the hardest MOS in the Army.
Yeah, I hate that bullshit. Like, and on top of that, when Chappie and I first started dating, he would post pictures or like talk about me on the page, and I would immediately get these comments of like, oh, you're just a fucking dependa, you're, you know, you're gonna cheat on him, you're a Jody, blah blah blah. And like, I'm sitting here, I'm so new to the community, I didn't even know what these fucking words meant. Like, I had no idea what people were talking about. So I was like, why am I getting attacked for something that I don't even know about, you know? Like, I don't know. So we're here, we're paving our way with our own page, our own community, lots of fuckery, but also lots of support, but like real support. I feel like it's, we're not going to mask it and say, you know, everything's going to be sunshine and rainbows every single day.
So, Shrew, why don't you tell us a little about yourself, you know?
Oh, God. This is, like, my nightmare. I'm going to forget who I am for that question.
We're going to, like, imagine this is, like, your first date with us.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about you, Shrew.
Okay. Let's see. So, I'm Shrew. Hi, guys. Hey there. I am an Air Force spouse for... I think I've been putting up with my husband's fuckery. We've been married for 6 years, together for 8, and I was with him like when he left for basic and tech school and all that crap. Which was a cool experience, you know, for me to watch him go through all of that and be there to kind of support him. But like Al was saying earlier, finding your own place and all that is something else entirely. And then I was a key spouse for our squadron for about 2 years, which was also a really cool experience, just learning how to be there for other spouses and knowing what resources are out there and how to get them and how to find whatever it may be that they can.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's really interesting. I don't know. Like for me, I landed in Colorado Springs. For those that don't know, Chappie and I are at Fort Carson. Well, we're not on Fort Carson, but Chappie is stationed at Fort Carson. And the first thing that came out of someone's mouth was like, stay away from the FRG. And I'm not saying anything against the FRG. There are some wonderful, wonderful leaders out there. I know you were, well, not FRG, but pretty much the same concept, Shrew.
Yeah, same thing.
But I don't know. I feel like sometimes there's too much drama or, you know, spouses are too afraid to join or find the resources, and it's really hard when you're like, oh, let me learn all this terminology. Like, I didn't know what PCS meant. I still call BAH BHA. Like, when Chappie and I got married, I was like, what am I going to do for insurance? What am I going to do for this? Like, how are we going to live? And he was like, babe, this is all taken care of. Like, it's done. I was like, oh, I didn't know. Like, this was all completely new.
Brand new thing to navigate, and it's so complicated, but not, and figuring out how to work it all, you're just like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I feel like the military in general, quote unquote, tried to make things like dummy proof, but in doing that, they just made it like 10 times harder to figure out. And I don't know, it's hard. It's hard to try to run a household and figure out TRICARE. I still haven't figured out fucking TRICARE. I don't even know if I have Prime. I don't know what the fuck I have. I had to go to the fucking the urgent care, the hospital, and she was like, "Oh, can I help you?" I was like, "I don't know. I don't know what to tell you." Yeah, I was like, "Here's my shit. Here's my card. I think maybe whatever." Getting my fucking my dependence card took me 3 tries on post A, because I was still in New Jersey. This was when Chappie was on rotation, because we got married. Our marriage and that story is for another show. But I had to go on to Fort Dix, and those that know where Fort Dix is and how fucking hard it is to navigate, slash there's nobody there, it's a ghost town. It took me 3 tries to even get onto post, find the building I had to go to, not drive the wrong way down a one way, which I'm pretty sure I do here at Fort Carson, and get my ID, but let alone using it.
Yeah, it's a process, and I'm really glad my husband knew what the hell he was doing and that he was there for it, because I would have fucked that up so fast.
Yeah, how does it work when you go into the military married? Like, do you guys do everything before he leaves for basic or when he comes home from basic?
Yeah, how was that experience? Because Chappie was already...
I was already here.
Yeah.
Well, when he went into basic, we were still just dating, and then in tech school, we got married. We got engaged. I know things. I know my life. We got engaged when he was in tech school, and then we got married a year later. And he had already come here to the base we're at now. He'd been here about like 9 or 10 months. And then we got married and drove all my shit up here and did a 20-hour drive in one day, which I would not recommend. That was awful. But yeah, when we came on base here, he knew like, okay, take this paper and go here and pull this number. And I'm just like, yeah, you fucking go, man. I'll follow you around. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just let loose on a military base. That I just felt like I don't belong here. I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure someone stopped me because I was just like aimlessly wandering around. It was like the middle of summer. I was like sweating. I'm pretty sure I was crying because I was like, I just need to find the building where they have fucking deers. I don't even know what deers is, but I need to find him.
Does it have antlers?
Yeah. It's been a wild ride so far.
So, Shrew, how did you find Unconventional Vet Spouse, and what drove you to want to be an admin?
That's actually a really good question. I never actually asked you guys this.
I kind of just stumbled on it. I think one of my friends shared something from it, and then I was like, oh, what's this? Hello. And I started, like, poking around, and it's funny because I don't think I had actually fully liked the page yet. Mm. I'd been, like, stalking it every day, but I take forever to like things. And so then you posted about, oh, I want admins, and I was like, well, she probably won't pick me. They'll send her a message. Like, whatever. It'll be fun. And here we are, like, what, 6 months later-ish?
Yeah, about 6 months.
It's been awesome. I don't know. Being a part of everything. And like you said, like, kind of finding a place to do what you want to do. Because I did the Key Spouse thing. And like you said, it's hit or miss. And it was hit for a while. And then it was just a lot of miss.
Yeah.
And so I quit that. And then having this, it's 10 times better. Because you reach so many more people. And you can do so much more for them.
That's what I like too, is that I'm not limited to just help. Like, don't get me wrong, I love like doing what I can on post, like helping other people, but the fact that we can reach,
what'd you guys just hit?
We hit for the month of April to May. Let me find a screenshot.
Do 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 do
do do do.
It was a few million, right?
It was
created. That's weird.
Chappie, sing us a song.
Oh, we're at 7,455 total right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys, you keep on killing it. I want to say, like, you guys were at 6,000 not too long ago.
Yes. That's well, great. We've been graced with a lot of
support.
Yes. Thank you.
I know. You know, what I see really cool is when I start seeing a lot of the veteran pages that I'm friends with starting to share your stuff. And I think that's just like a breakthrough into, you know, that you're not all just the pandas.
Right. And every time I see them share something, I'm like, oh, that was us. Okay, that's fucking cool.
1.4 million. Yeah.
Recognizing us, and we've started to kind of bridge that gap a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm not expecting it to happen overnight. I mean, there's always going to be that stigma. It's just trying to be like, hey, like, there are some fucking amazing spouses, male and female, and families and Gold Star out there that are doing their part and that are trying to be a positive support for their spouse, for their community, and y'all fucking rock. I can with confidence say that there is little to zero bullshit or drama on our page. Would you agree?
I haven't seen any, which is...
Yeah, pretty- well, I think the important thing is, you know, there's no rank. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone on your page go, hey, Shrew, what rank are you?
Yeah, or like, say, you know, they're only going to associate with other spouses who have husbands that are of higher rank. Like, that is not really tolerated for us. But going back to our reach, for the month April 29th to May 26th, we hit 1.4 million, which I have never seen a million on our little humble community. So that is amazing. I just want to say thank you to everyone who comments, who likes, who shares, who just fucking is there. Even if you're just sitting here stalking our page, I understand. Liking a page is a lot of commitment. You got to see our bullshit every single day. So
I feel you. People that I know that I liked this page.
You what?
Oh, people that you know, like, see it on your timeline that, oh, you like this page, and they're going to judge you for that. So it needs to be a good page.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm trying to sit here, and you're trying to sit here and give you guys quality content that you're like, you know what, I relate to that. But it is a trippy experience to see someone, like one of your friends, like share something from your page and like probably not even know that it's you on the page.
Oh, that happened the other day. I saw a girl from our base start commenting on our stuff and I don't actually like know her.
Yeah.
But I know her and I was like, oh, hey. She doesn't like me because I don't think she liked me very much. But she's here.
Yeah, it's really cool to have that moment.
So I guess what my question is that we kind of learned about the history and then like the history of both you and Shrew. What do you see for the future of Unconventionals? Vet Spouse?
World domination?
Yes, all of that. World spouse. No, just world domination. We're just going to call it.
Just purely domination.
Yeah.
Chief, babe, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Yeah.
Like BDSM?
No, you fucking creep. Get off the radio show. You're fired. Get out of here. We're not playing the game on disgruntled discussions where we have to see how long it takes before we get taken off the air, okay? This is our first show, all right? Anyway.
I don't think I'd make it on to many shows without almost getting them fired.
Yeah, it's like a goal of yours. That's a terrible idea. He literally just put his monster on top of his Xbox and thinking, oh, this will balance here perfectly. This is a great idea. I don't have a desk sitting in front of me that I can just easily put this on. Anyway, the goal for the future is, I think we're still kind of like finding our way as to our identity. I think the way that I tried to set things up when I brought admin onto the pages, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but I tried to pick a variety where, like, you know, your Air Force, Raven and War Eagle, her husband, is already out. Squirrel was active duty, and her husband's still in. Honey Badger, she is not married, but her boyfriend... was served, active
and served with me.
Yeah, he served with Chappie. But I tried to like have you guys all have your own little separate mission.
Right. And I feel like that gives us enough people that whatever gets thrown at us, someone has an answer.
Exactly. Like I know exactly who I'm going to depending on the question we get or, you know, the kind of posts we want to make or what we want to do because we all have our own experiences and our own, you know, struggles that we can kind of share and help others find their way through. So that's the goal right now, is to kind of just keep on keeping on with what we're doing. I don't know. I haven't, I don't know. This is a question that I wasn't prepared for yet. to be very honest with you, just kind of like growing our reach and growing our mission, which is support, real support, and bridging the gap between the veteran and the veteran spouse, and kind of making us all one happy family. Because if we're not in it together, then you know what?
We're fucked.
Yeah. Super. There is no I in team, people.
But there is a me.
There is.
Go away, Chappie.
Yeah. You're fired again. I thought about rehiring you, and I've decided to fire you again.
I'm not used to this getting fired thing. I'm usually the one that fire my ad.
Yeah, well, you're in UVS territory now, so anything fucking goes.
All right, household six.
Thank you. But yeah, so after the show, obviously, I know you can't answer questions right now, but whoever is listening out there in internet land, I would love to hear what you want the direction of our page to go, because, I mean, I started this page for others, but also for myself. As selfish as that sounds, I needed a support group, so I was like, I'm just going to make my own support group. But where do you want us to go? Like, what do you think, Shrew? What direction do you think we should go in?
Like you said, just accumulating people and collecting them.
Right, and like...
meeting them.
Yes. Eventually, we want to do meetups, too. I know it was like a random thought, but you say collecting people, and I was like, ooh, connect. But really getting more in depth with the community, and not like I want us to be as interactive, and we were talking about this earlier, like being as proactive with people as possible. Like, I don't want to ever be like, hey, this is funny, I'm throwing this shit up. Like, yeah, we do that, but like, we also have real conversations with you guys, and we try to be as
personable,
yeah, as possible.
Like, so I know disgruntled vets, they get, you know, people message them questions and they post questions for them and they send memes and everyone is in it together. And I think that's what I want for us, is for everyone to be like, oh, this is funny, I thought of them, I'm going to send that to them, or they'll know the answer to this. Just to be known and be there for everybody, I guess.
Agreed.
Guys.
Very much agreed. Yeah, I still get, like, so excited when someone sends us, like, a picture or a meme and they're like, oh, I think this will be funny, or, like, you know, I feel like this reminded me of you guys. Like, that really just warms my little black soul.
It's so funny that that's, like, what you guys think of, because I guess I'm just, like, someone sends me a meme and I'm just like, thumbs up.
Well, you also, you're like quadruple our size, so I'm sure you get memes.
They're usually like really nasty.
Yeah, you get some weird, you get some people sending you some like subliminal porn shit, and I'm like, what is going on? You all are.
They're just dirty over there. Dirty.
They're nasty. Very nasty. But I think that concludes our first segment. Wow, this is a big milestone. We're halfway through our first show. Thank you for listening so far, if you have been. This is Owl and Shrew and Chappie on DV Radio, WDVR. We are Not Another Military Spouse / Unconventional Vet Spouse. And we will be right back.
DV Radio.
I'm Dave Libby of WarriorService.org and SoserBand.com, and this is Contraband.
The Up in Arms Podcast.
We are Not Another Military Spouse / Unconventional Vet Spouse.
Welcome to Media Letter Sandwich.
You're listening to Barracks Talk on DV Radio.
Welcome to Disgruntled Discussions.
You're listening to
The Marquee.
Woo!
Dirty Third.
Hello and welcome to the Service Dog Show with PTS Dog. I'm your host, Joaquin Watai.
Hear all of these veteran-made shows on DVRadio.net. From original to syndicated shows, they're all on the DV Radio Network. Don't forget to check out the schedule banner to find out when your favorite show is airing. Again, that's DVRadio.net. And don't forget to search DV Radio on the TuneIn app on your mobile device.
DV Radio.
My DVStore.com didn't well begin with item 69-17-76. Can I get stickers?
Nope.
I gotta get over your country decal. Tell over your country decal. Who here a t-shirt? Anyone with a t-shirt? Nope. Let me get a bacon eating god of crazy bastard t-shirt.
Nope.
Now I got a mug, DV mugs, I got mugs. Let me hear DV farm coin with DV coins. DV farm coins with DV coins. Gone once, gone twice. Sold to my DVStore.com.
DV Radio is for our fellow brothers and sisters, and it's all free of charge for our listeners, our guests, and even those that have shows right here on DVRadio.net. We do everything in-house, from mixing and recording ads and shows to the website and all that you get from us. We love promoting veteran-owned businesses and highlighting those in the veteran community. So if you would like to continue to hear what we bring to you and have even more in the future with the best quality that we can possibly bring to you, please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button. Any amount is welcome, from $1 to $100 million that your uncle lets you in his trust fund. So please head over to DVRadio.net and click that PayPal donation button right now. Oh, ah.
DV Radio.
Welcome back to Not Another Military Spouse. I almost just fell off my chair. My name is Owl, and we are from Unconventional Vet Spouse on DV Radio, powered by WDVR. Chappie, how you doing?
I'm good.
Drew, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm recaffeinated, so I'm set.
You're recaffeinated?
Yep.
Love it. Okay, so for our second segment, I kind of want to talk about what the fuck's pissing you off this week. So, Shrew, please, let me know. Give me a rant.
Oh God, there's so many though. Like, where do I start? I think I'm gonna start with my McDonald's friend from last night.
Yes.
So I'm just sitting in my car because they had the drive-thru, had me go sit in like the drive-thru spot because their shit wasn't ready, which is fine. It was fresher, whatever. I'm sitting there on the phone, and our base is in the super sketchy as fuck area. So my doors are locked and I'm just minding my own business. And this guy comes tapping on my window. You wanna buy these shirts? No, sir, I don't want to buy your creepy parking lot shirts. I'm good, thanks. He's like, oh, well, what about for your kids? Why are you looking in my car? Why are you being creepy? No, go away. Well, I want to get something to eat. That's great, I do not have cash. Well, how are you doing? Boy, bye, go away. Why are you going to come up to someone and approach their car being sketchy as fuck and creepy? Like, no, just don't. Don't
in a fucking McDonald's ass parking lot. No.
Look at the McDonald's. I'm ordering off the fucking dollar menu. What do you think I'm going to have for you, sir? Nothing.
Get the fuck away.
What about you, dear?
What's pissing me off this week? I feel like I've ranted a lot, but I try to block it out of my memory so I don't internally explode, because that will happen.
How about
you have to blackout rant too?
What?
Getting stopped at the gate.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
I'm sorry that I'm cursing so much. As I said on Disgruntled Discussions, if I am cursing excessively, please at this point block out all of my curses with the word bunny from here on out. Thank you. So I don't know, Chappie, how much you want me to disclose.
Don't get me in trouble.
I'm not going to get you in trouble. So, yeah. Little Miss Owl decided that I was going to pick up Chappie from work on, what was it, Thursday. And I was all excited. It was a four-day weekend. We have all these cool plans. I was like, had my wine ready to go. So, of course, I get up to the gate and they're like, ma'am, I need to search your car. You've been selected for a random search. And I was like, very cool, awesome, amazing. So he's like, can I have your license and registration and insurance and blah, 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 blah. Well, my dumb bunny, earlier in the day, Chappie asked for a picture of our insurance card. So I took it out of the vehicle so I could take a picture of it and be a nice doting wife. And I didn't put it back in bunny car. So I didn't have my insurance card on me. And I also couldn't find the registration. But that's another story because our car is really messy. So the man originally was like, hey, ma'am, sorry, I can't let you leave because you don't have insurance. Can your husband come get you? And I was like, motherfucker, I'm in the only car we have right now. I'm going to pick him up. He is probably 400 feet away from us. No, like half a mile away. I was like, if you want me to go like run over there and get him, like literally run, that's fine. But like, if we could not do that, that would be cool too. And so thankfully another gentleman came over and he was like, hey, are you Chappie's wife? And I was like, yep, that's me. And he was like, oh, I know that mother bunny. Tell him stop being a dingleberry. I'm going to fill out some paperwork and you can be on your merry bunny. What? So I got out of it, but I was not pleased at all. I think that was the one thing that made me like super angry this week.
Yeah.
That's scary. I hate that.
I did. He got in the car. I was like, do not speak to me for like 5 minutes because I need to cool down. I need some fucking caffeine or some wine or a nap. Yeah. I think I did all three of those things that night.
That's funny. You know what's really funny?
What?
So for a while, my friend lived off base and she would come to my house on base. Every single time, I'm not even shitting you right now. Every single time she would stop and get searched. And she's like, what the hell? Why is it always me? Why? And so finally one day I go through the gate with her and I'm like, oh. And I really hope she's listening right now because that's going to crack me up later. I was like, oh, it's your voice. I was like, you sound like a dick. She's like, but that's just my voice. I said, no, I know that. But you still sound like an asshole to them. And so since then, she's changed her voice every time she goes through the gate. Hasn't been stopped again.
Wow. She's like, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I love that. Chappie, yeah. What he'll do, because like on Fort Carson, their whole thing when you come on a post is like, welcome to the Mountain Post, steadfast and loyal. Have a great day. So if they don't do that, like if it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, Chappie will like scream out the window as I'm driving through, like, steadfast and loyal. Welcome to the Mountain Post. I'm on the Mountain Post. And I'm just like, you're the most embarrassing person in the world.
It's probably why you got searched. They're like, that's the fucking car that always screams steadfast and loyal at us.
Probably. It's all your fault. Chappie, what's pissing you off this week? I don't know.
Well, you know, besides someone saying that I, the fucking one, there's another page that's very similar to ours. It's just missing an S. And, the guy comes onto our underground and I made a thread about having like a vet con or like a big convention where we can get like a whole bunch of veterans together. And he was like, oh yeah, he'll probably just charge like $100, keep 90 for him and give $10 away to a charity. I'm like, motherfucker, like I've donated so much to charities that I'm literally the second donor on the DV farm of most donated.
Yeah.
Besides, all right, so the DV farm's ran by dysfunctional veterans. Dysfunctional veterans, their company is the highest donor and I'm number two. Like
obviously dysfunctional veterans would be the highest donor on their own fucking
right
charity.
And, oh man, it just pissed me off so much. I'm like, we're out last night and I'm just like, speed typing like angrily and Al yells at me and I'm like, I just want to fucking tear this guy apart.
But the reason I yelled at you wasn't because I was mad at you. I just don't want to see someone ruin your night and accuse you of doing something that you and I both know that you did not. We have raised so much money for the DV farm. You know, we're on DV Bunny Radio right now. Like, I don't know. So I just don't want to see you get yourself down over someone who is clearly butthurt and salty.
That right. My underground has more fans than his main page.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing that out there. But what really got, well, I wanted to kill him with kindness, so I started sharing all of his stuff to my page. So like his analytics go up, and like when he looks at his analytics, he's gonna be like, oh, that's the motherfucker I just accused of stealing money. Not stealing, but like being shitty with money. I was like, I just wanted to be like, fuck you. I'm gonna kill you with kindness.
Yeah. I don't know if you'll be able to find it at this point, but we also shared a little something something from his page. I think last night. So yeah, that definitely was
the highlight of my angerness.
Yeah.
Of my disgruntledness, I'll put it that way. Yes. I was quite disgruntled.
You were quite disgruntled. And I find it my duty to make you a little less disgruntled sometimes, even though you being disgruntled is part of your brand.
Yeah.
So I think that's everything that's pissing me off this week.
Yeah. So, Shrew, I know we were talking about like TRICARE a little bit before. Give us a like, so I don't like, as a soldier, I don't have to use TRICARE. I just go schedule an appointment or like go to the hospital and like, it's perfect. Like no problems. But I know like as a spouse, it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Just a little bit. And especially like when there's kids involved, holy fuck. So a few weeks ago, my youngest, who, I mean, she's less than 2 years old, she was having these like cyanotic episodes and she's turning blue. And it's scary as hell. Like as a parent, your kid should not be turning blue. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, blue, not a good color for a child.
No, not so much. So I'm like, okay. It got really bad one day, so I took her into the base ER. And they're like, well, yeah, that's wrong. We can't handle it here. We're going to transfer you to an off-base pediatric hospital. Awesome. Cool. Thank you. And so we get there, and they don't do the test that we needed. So the lady's like, oh, okay, I'm going to refer you to this cardiologist to get an echo done on her heart. And I'm like, no, you can't, though. You can't, as a non-TRICARE provider, give me a referral to this other person. I now have to go through the base, get an appointment with our PCM, get him to do the referral, get the referral approved. And so after I go through all of that, and the PCM the next day puts the referral through, which, for the record, I don't know how I got a next day appointment. That was pure luck.
Yeah.
But yeah, entirely luck. And he puts the referral in, and I'm looking at the referral online, waiting for it to get approved, because it's marked urgent. And I look at it, and I have my medical billing and coding certificate, and I look at it, and I'm like, no, that code's wrong. It can't go through with that code, because that's for an at-home echo, which I don't need. My child is not special needs. That's ridiculous. And so I call TRICARE. And they're like, oh, HealthNet handles the coding. And I'm like, okay, so I call HealthNet. And they put me through to their coding department, and they say, no, we don't do it. Your doctor does it. So I call the doctor, put in a note for him to call me back. He finally calls me back, says, no, it's HealthNet. And it was just this big, like, circle jerk of, nobody knows what the fuck is going on. And all I'm trying to do is get my kid to not be blue anymore.
I'm not laughing. I'm so sorry. I don't want to laugh at that. I don't want your child to be blue. Your child is perfect. I'm just like, my head is spinning just like hearing this story, because as I mentioned, I don't know anything about TRICARE. So continue. I hope you have a happy ending.
I had so much rage, and like my doctor was fantastic. The PCM was amazing. I called him and I'm like, they said it was you. I know it's not you, but can you just figure this out? Cause I'm done. I'm so done with this shit. He's like, yeah, I got it. Don't worry. And the next day it was ready to go and she was fine. And wow. I still don't know why she's turning blue, but she's not turning blue anymore, so works out, I guess.
Well, yes, that is the happy ending to the story. True child's no longer blue, people.
Woo!
I think I'm going to call you from now on, like, the TRICARE Whisperer, because I feel like you...
I've got skills, man.
You do. And I think we were all ready to, like...
Kill someone.
Beat some ass as a team if they weren't going to give you what you needed.
You guys were getting riled up. It made me feel a lot better. Like I wasn't just a crazy person.
No, you're not. It's super frustrating, especially when you have, you know, a child that you're trying to, you know, care for. And I can't even, I don't know. I, as all of you probably know, I do not have children except for babies, but it's got to be terrifying.
It was. I, like, about had a meltdown in the base ER, and the doctors were so nice. They were like, no, it's not your fault. Like, you brought her in. That's what's important.
Right.
Move on. But that's me. How about you, dear?
Well, actually, I'm happy you had a happy ending. We have our lovely Raven has made her beautiful appearance. Raven, say hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Woo! Woo! I'm good. How are you? I'm too caffeinated right now.
I just have to make, like, that grand late entrance, guys. Sorry.
She's fashionably late, people. It's the truth. Let's start at the beginning. What are you drinking? Because I know we were talking about having some coffee earlier. So did you get your coffee? Are you caffeinated? I need to stop talking.
I'm definitely caffeinated. Definitely.
Amazing. So Shrew and I have done our little backstory. So not to put you on the spot, but can you give us a little bit of history on your experience as a spouse and how you met Mr. War Eagle and all your loveliness?
Yeah, I definitely can. I'll start with how I met War Eagle. It's actually kind of a funny story. So we used to go out a lot, entirely too much. We were both at the bar, and he was in, like, the same group of friends as me. We never had really talked or anything. But I was outside with my drink, just minding my business, and I look over, and I see this guy that is in our group, and another guy and girl were, like, starting a fight with him. And I just wasn't having it because I'm really protective of my people. So I hop up and get in the middle of it. And I'm like, dude, fight's over. Get over it. So I basically protected a grown-ass man in a fight.
Wow.
Yeah. Other than that, like, we got married really quickly. I think from the day we met to the day we got married was approximately 3.5 or 4 months. And we've actually been I haven't killed him yet, so we're happy.
Amazing.
So is he already in the service at this point, or are you before basic training?
Oh, no. I'm well into his active duty. He had been in already for 14 and a half years. He had just made his E7 when we met. So I came in at the very end of his career. Unlike you other spouses, I, with my husband, have never actually had to deal with the deployment with him. I've had to deal with just the normal bullshit that comes along with the Army, you know, hurry up and wait, last minute plan changes, that kind of stuff. Not that I've not done a deployment, just not with War Eagle.
Gotcha. So where are you guys? Oh, I guess you're not stationed. Yeah.
So now you guys are making the transition from, you know, him being active and now he's now a veteran. How's that transition going for you guys?
Nothing like I thought it would be. The active duty, you know, as you know, Chappie, it's very routine. You wake up at 4:30 in the morning, I guess.
Something like that.
Yeah, you do, you know, you do PT, you do your normal work day, come home, and you do it all over again. So after 17 and a half years that he was active duty, he was used to that. And then we went to the retirement, and that was a nightmare. All of it. It was a nightmare, and, like, it's still stuff that we deal with. What I did not account for was the lack of routine for him. And I had to, once it hit, it was like a smack in the face, like, duh, this is why he's spinning out of control and whacking out, because he has no routine. He still has to have that. But as far as the actual Army VA stuff, I'm pretty sure that's just going to be a nightmare for the rest of our lives. But as far as him personally, he struggled with the retirement because he kind of felt like he was losing his identity going from senior NCO to just a civilian. He can't tell people what to do anymore. And that he really struggled with that. And I watched him struggle, and it was really hard because it wasn't anything there was nothing I could say or do to help him with that. So I had to sit back and watch him struggle and come to terms with that and figure it out on his own. And I hated that.
It's like, you feel helpless.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys have some crazy VA stories as well.
Oh, God.
I think you guys were talking about it before, is like you each have your own segment of, you know, we're brand new to, as a couple, brand new to the Army, where Shrew is a little bit more experienced, and now Raven is in that transition of becoming a vet spouse.
I never thought of it, but I feel like the four or five of us are like the evolution of the spouse. Like Honey Badger still isn't married. We're new. Shrew is like, she's nice in that meaty, you know, going crazy phase. And then Raven is in that transitioning
out.
Yeah. And then Squirrel is, I think she's also somewhere. I think she's kind of down our way a little bit.
Yeah, you guys have a good collection of about everything, because she's also a vet.
Yes.
So it's crazy. It's really cool how you have everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I think that it gives our followers a very unique ability to come in and say, this is my issue. I need help with this. Like me, I am very well with PTSD and other mental health issues, not just from my husband, but from 13 years in the medical field. And I dealt with mostly World War II vets and Vietnam vets and things like that, you know, so I have all sorts of experience with it. And then you have Owl, who is just, she can get you guys on the active side, you know, the new stuff, and she can grab in there with you. And I think it just gives our listeners a very good base and resource area.
Definitely. And I was saying kind of earlier in the show that we try as a page, or as a community really, to not be, how do I put this?
Stereotypical,
yeah. I mean, like I said before, I respect the other pages that are for support, but I just like to keep things real. Like, I don't want to sit here and tell you, like, every day is going to be amazing, and, you know, your life is going to be perfect, and deployments are going to be super easy, and blah, blah, blah. Like, you have to be real with people, and you have to actually help them, I feel like you have to actually give them the truth. You know, like still being supportive, but actually, you know, giving them the
right advice.
Right.
Like, you know, sometimes you're going to need a wine night. Sometimes you're going to need a girl's night.
Sometimes you're going to need to fucking ugly cry and
just
deal with it and wake up tomorrow and be like, okay, I did it. I dealt with it. And now what can I do from here? I know when you were deployed, if I had a bad day, I would just write it all out, write and cry. Like that, as depressing as that sounds, that was just my advice to get through the shitty day.
Yeah. I agree. And I think one thing that is really important, especially for our newer spouses, or maybe even our older spouses, you don't always have to be like the perfect spouse. You know, no. You're allowed to be angry. You're allowed to be pissed that they're deployed. You're allowed to be pissed that they're freaking active duty. These are normal feelings, and if you don't feel them, it's all just going to bottle up.
Right.
And I think they need to know that. You don't have to be the perfect spouse. This is not a fairy tale by any means.
No.
So I think it's important that they know that. And I think they can see that through us, really.
And with, you know, just being involved with you girls is, it's good that you guys have this support group, because when you're going through your hard times, if we're deployed, you know, that puts a lot of stress on us.
Right.
And if you guys have different outlets, you know, you don't always have to go to your husband and being like just pissed off, because then we get stressed and we just feel super helpless. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's been days where I've told Chappie, like, hey, today is just not the day for me to be, you know, super happy. And it's just being honest with yourself and with your spouse. But at the end of the day, you're always going to come back and be supportive and be, you know, the best that you can. It's just not every day is going to be perfection.
I mean, even last week, like, my husband had been home every day, like every night, which is super weird for us because he's usually on 48-hour schedule. But everything started kind of piling up, and just, I, like Chappie was saying, like, I bottled it all up. And then I just had this like ugly cry meltdown in the shower that night. And I was like, okay, I got it out. I'm good to go. Get all the shit taken care of. And I did. And that's just what you have to do sometimes, is get it out and deal with it and keep moving.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really hard for spouses to have a healthy support network, because let's be honest, FRGs are very political, and, you know, it's tough to find like real support there. And then if you're PCSing all the time, you don't have the best of friends around you.
And it's hard to make friends in to begin with, to actually find people that A, you vibe with, that are actually, you know, someone you enjoy spending time with, and B, aren't
a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Completely agree.
Like, yeah, I don't know about you guys, but the one thing, because I follow all of the Four Carson pages, the one thing that I see, and especially recently, everyone's been saying, friends, 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 I need friends. And it's scary to be like, I feel like it's always like starting your first awkward, you know, date with someone, like a blind date. Like, they're like, oh, let's meet here, let's meet out somewhere. And I'm like, I don't know, it's different.
I feel like finding friends on the spouse pages is almost like Russian roulette. Like, am I going to get a psycho, or am I going to get someone normal?
It is. And I'm not going to lie, if any of you out there on Fort Carson are listening and I have friend requested you, or you've posted that you're looking for friends, I've vetted you hard. I've crept your Facebook profile to see who the fuck you are before I reach out to you. And I'm sure they do the same to me, and that's fine. So we are winding down right now, but Raven, I do want to hear what's pissing you off this week, because I've heard what everyone else has been pissed off. Give me a little rant, girl.
Like, are we talking personally or like in the news? What?
Oh, let's do personally. If you're
my husband.
Your husband, War Eagle?
War Eagle, I'm going to kill him eventually. You know, he's having, I think what it is, honestly, is Memorial Day coming up. And I think I'm catching up to him, to be honest. And I know that I've kind of came at you guys with some things I've seen on the internet that I don't agree with. And we put out our post. But I think just the fact that people, when I have to watch my husband go through what he's going through right now, because losing his brothers and sisters over there, and then I see people talking about it, it's a 3-day weekend, let's go get drunk, let's do this and do that, that's not what it's about. That's what's pissing me off this week.
Yeah.
Because I see the pain my husband's going through, and all everybody else wants to look at is this being a weekend to get drunk, and that's not what it is.
Definitely.
That's my rating.
Definitely. The show will air well after Memorial Day, but we definitely have been trying to keep things about what Memorial Day is actually about, which is...
Yeah, and obviously Memorial Day, and this is going to air way after, but it's every anniversary. You know, it's that anniversary that you lost the guy. It's that, and it's his birthday. All those things kind of trigger those emotions. I want to say, like, the biggest thing for actual veterans is to... You know, go to a VFW, go to an American Legion, or just find your own group of friends that have that understanding and you know, if you gotta, you know, have a few drinks, cry it out, or just, I know a few friends that will go to the cemetery if they can and literally just drink with their buddies.
Yeah.
So it's finding that healthy outlet. If it's, you know, going to the plot, or if it's going out and getting that interaction again of with other veterans and having that camaraderie, or if it's just sitting at home with your wife, you got to find that healthy outlet instead of, you know, just because too many guys just go out and drink, and then their emotions hit, and then that's when you do stupid things.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lot of positive outlets that you can take. And not just Memorial Day weekend. I know there's, you know, different times of the year, or like you said, those anniversaries that are always gonna hit you hard, or birthdays, and just making sure you have a support system, whether it be a friend, a relative, one of us, you know, we're always here. Disgruntled Vets is always here. Dysfunctional, we got your six. The list goes on and on. And any one of us you ask will absolutely get you to the resource or the outlet that you need.
And I think that's important for spouses to know, is that, you know, your husband or your spouse doesn't have to go do it alone. It's if he's shutting down with you, you know, that doesn't mean that there's a problem with you and your relationship. It's just that it's something different. So knowing that there's resources out there for them and getting them to those resources, I think that's what your page is really all about.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely had spouses in the past that have had that question, and it's frustrating for us, I feel like, because we feel helpless. We don't know how to explain it to the spouse, but it's just getting those resources and, you know, finding the right person for your spouse.
Yeah, one thing Chappie touched on there was needing to be around other vets. That was something that really hit me hard when I realized it was I can't help with everything because I don't understand it.
Right.
I've not been forward, you know, like I can't pretend that I've seen the things he does. So as much as I want to be able to help with everything, I can't. He needs other vets. He needs active duty.
And
that is something huge that I will never, ever understand because I've never been to war.
Right.
So having those connections is a must in their lives. So.
Definitely agreed. I tell Chappie that all the time about how I will never, ever, ever say, like, I completely understand you, or I completely understand what you've gone through, because obviously I haven't, and I'm not going to, you know, sit here and pretend. I'll support you. I'll anything you need, I'll always be there. But at the end of the day, if you need, you know, the resource or that vet camaraderie or anything like that, you know, that's what you got to do. So we are definitely out of time. But I just want to know if anybody has any closing thoughts for us, anything they'd like to say. Shrew?
Just that, you know, we're always around. There's no such thing as a stupid question. This whole life is a learning experience. And if you need information or just someone to talk to, you know, we're always around.
Awesome. Raven?
Basically what Shrew said, don't be afraid to message us, spouse or vet, we're here. And if we don't have the resources or we don't know, there's a lot of us that we can find out from. So feel free to contact us with any questions, concerns, or just want to bitch and moan. We're here.
Definitely. Chappie, do you have any closing thoughts?
Just watching you girls grow as a community is absolutely amazing. And now that you guys have your own show and you can really put your thoughts and ideas out there, it's awesome watching spouses going and doing something positive, not only for the veteran community, but for your own community. And I applaud you guys.
Give us a little slow clap.
Yeah.
Mr. Chappie. I just want to say thank you for everyone that's listening to us right now and that has supported our page and our community and truly has grown it, because honestly, well, truthfully, without you guys, there would be no show. There would be no page. It's for you guys. It's for us. It's for everyone. So I just want to say thank you. And I want to say a big thank you to DV Radio and to Dysfunctional Veterans for allowing us to have this outlet. I'm pretty sure we are the first military spouse podcast on DV Radio. So I'm very humbled and thankful for having the opportunity to be with my lovely ladies and Mr. Chappie, to talk to you guys. And thank you to Chappie for encouraging me to start this community and make these connections that truthfully I needed. And
I needed it too.
Yeah, we all did. So with that, we are Not Another Military Spouse from Unconventional Vet Spouse. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, even though I apologize, I am not on my Instagram that often. I'm trying to get better. And we have also recently opened our Unconventional Underground, so please go check that out. There is even more fuckery down there. And you can kind of go off the cuff a little bit in there. Like, I feel like it's more of a conversation, which is really cool. It's kind of finding its own way there. But other than that, thank you so much for listening. We will be back with another show next week. We will air every Friday at, I believe, 7 p.m. Eastern. This is Not Another Military Spouse, powered by DV Radio, also powered by WDVR. One day I will get that correct. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.